This is Kiva, the last oasis before the desert, the last Kanate to fall, and a Silk Road walled city preserved almost whole, partly because the Soviets emptied it into a museum. Nearly everything you will see today is younger than the United States. A 19th century boom city in medieval dress, built on the caravan tolls and the largest slave market in Central Asia. The walk runs straight through it, West Gate to East Gate, from the door the caravans entered to the door the slaves were sold beside. What you're looking at is a 1970s reconstruction. The original gate was built in 1828-29 under Ala Kuli Khan, then demolished in 1920. The Soviets rebuilt it from archive photographs in the 1970s, and the wooden doors you see, carved, heavy, older than the gate around them, are transplants from the Khan's summer palace at Angarik, built in the early 1850s. The gate was a machine. Inside this passageway sat 13 trade stalls, a covered bazaar, a customs house, and a money-changing room. Arrival was a transaction. The city took its cut before you saw the inside. On either side of the arch, watchtowers. Above, an open platform for sentries. The whole thing sits in a double wall of mud, brick, and dried clay, up to 10 meters high, with watchtowers every 30 meters. The perimeter is a rectangle of roughly 650 by 400 meters, small enough to walk across in 20 minutes, dense enough that nearly everything you will see today is younger than the United States. Kiva boomed in the 19th century on caravan tolls and the largest slave market in Central Asia. By the time the Russians took the city in 1873, there were 29,000 Persian slaves here, captured by Turkmen raiders. The gate you just walked through is where that economy began. 13 stalls, a covered market, a room to change your money, and a customs officer who made sure the Khan got his share. The Soviets cleared it into a museum. What survived, and what you're about to walk through, is the 19th century boom city in medieval dress, rebuilt for centuries and rebuilt again after 1920, which is part of the story, not a scandal. The fat turquoise stump you can already see over the rooftops was meant to be the tallest minaret in the Muslim world. 30 seconds walk to why it stopped.